Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the news on Sunday the 7th of August 2022. This week we have a new page about General Chinese, or Tongzi, which is a way to write all major varieties of Chinese with the Roman alphabet, or using Chinese characters syllabically and phonetically. It was invented by Zhao Yuan Ren in the early 20th century, and he also invented Guoyu Luomazi, which is a way to write Mandarin Chinese with the Roman alphabet, using tone spelling. It's sometimes used in Taiwan. There's a new constructed script called Kacheritopu, which was invented by Johan Sommensen. It's not intended to write any particular language, and is loosely based on the Devanagari alphabet. There are new language pages this week about Naidi Arabic, a variety of Arabic spoken mainly in the Naid region of Saudi Arabia, and Obo, or Manobo, a central Manobo language spoken in Mindanao in the Philippines. There are new numbers pages in Bagvalal, a northeast Caucasian language spoken in Dagestan, in Russia, and in parts of Georgia. Archi, another northeast Caucasian language spoken in the village of Archi, in southern Dagestan, in the Russian Federation. Aguaruna, a Jivaroan language spoken in parts of Peru. And Chamalal, another northeast Caucasian language spoken in southwestern Dagestan, in the Russian Federation. I was feeling kind of feverish earlier this week, so wrote an Omniglot blog post about it. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This is a Caribbean language, but isn't spoken in the Caribbean. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Chuvash, a Bulgar Turkic language spoken in the Chuvash Republic, in the west of the Russian Federation. There's a new Keltiadir post about words for trembling and crazy things in Celtic languages. There's an episode of the Celtic Pathways podcast about words for family and related things. In the adventure in etymology this week, we find out what links the word fever with words for day, flame, and to singe in English, Irish, and Welsh. I also made improvements to the Archie language page. In other news, on the trip to Aberystwyth last weekend, I picked up a dose of coronavirus and haven't been feeling great this week. You may have noticed a theme in some of the blog posts and podcasts. The friend I went to see in Aberystwyth wasn't well then and later found out she had coronavirus. On Thursday, I tested myself and found out I had it too. I'm feeling a bit better now, but still haven't completely recovered. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club pages on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.